We have currently calling in from, I believe it's John Mill. John, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like it's raining there.
Yeah. We've got a little wind, a little rain, as you might expect down here in Tampa, Florida, but nothing too terrible. However, the Tampa area is known to flood during hurricanes, so Governor Rick Scott has taken the precaution of issuing a state of emergency. As you know, the convention, the Republican National Convention, begins Monday the 27th.
Yeah.
The GOP convention website invites its followers to their online convention without walls, which may be literally true after Hurricane Isaac passes through the Tampa time.
We can always hope.
Channel Side Drive.
Yeah.
The convention will host 2,286 delegates and 2,125 alternate delegates from all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and five territories. The convention will also include approximately 15,000 credentialed media. A multitude of speakers is scheduled, including Florida Governor Rick Scott, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. Oh, God, sorry, I've got some kind of frothy mix on my
camera.
Governor
Bobby Jindal, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, keynote speaker, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and, of course, presumptive VP nominee Paul Ryan and presumptuous presidential presidential nominee Mitt Romney. Sorry about that. All these people have been invited to a state that is famous for its electile dysfunction.
Yeah.
As you know, God is also on the Republican guest list, and although he declined to give the keynote, but I was able to track him down, and believe it or not, I scored an interview.
Wow.
Really?
An interview with God. That's fantastic. How did he look?
Well, for someone who's 6,000 years old, he looked pretty good.
What did he look like?
Like an old Jewish man, short, glasses, fisherman's cap, kind of like George Burns in Oh God.
He didn't show up like a burning bush?
No. He was trying to fit in with the Florida demographic.
But wait, John, let me ask you this.
The
Florida demographic skews toward Cuban expatriates.
Yeah, I mentioned that to God, and he said he tried that once, but the Florida immigration authorities gave him such trouble. They asked to see his long-form birth certificate. and he mentioned that he has many children here. They immediately assumed he was going to drop another anchor baby.
I can see that. Hey, did you ask why he was invited and not Jesus?
Well, Jesus was on the guest list, but God explained that Jesus is busy blessing sports contests on the East Coast.
That would keep him pretty busy. So listen, you got an exclusive interview with God. That's pretty good for an atheist. How did God justify that one?
Well, he told me that he was tired of his priests here on earth, and I'm quoting now, making shit up.
I can understand that.
There was, however, one stipulation. I was forbidden to ask any questions about Todd Akins or legitimate rape.
I understand. Now, did you ask him why he's sending a hurricane at the Republican convention? I mean, the Christian Nationalist Party is pretty much God's party, right?
Well, you're absolutely right about that, RJ. And God said that hurricanes definitely are caused by gay marriage.
That's good to know.
The Republicans are simply not trying hard enough.
Well, the CMP is not being mean enough to gay people.
Exactly, but not just to gay people. The Republicans have also shown lackluster performance in keeping poor people and minorities away from voting in the upcoming election. God says voter ID laws are a good start, but to show God they're really serious and to stay in God's good graces, the CMP has to work harder in Congress at obstructing jobs programs and extended unemployment benefits so people can't afford to vote.
That's just
the beginning.
You mean that there's more God requires of the CNP?
Oh, yeah. Letting poor people and minorities vote is like handing out burglary tools to criminals. they'll just vote for more welfare.
Yeah.
God says he hates welfare for the poor. Instead, he loves welfare for rich people, like defense contracts and Wall Street bailouts, tax breaks for the upper class paid for by cuts to the social safety net, and, of course, deregulation of industry so they can pay their workers less, spoil the environment, and poison the food supply.
That sounds pretty heartless, John.
Well, to you and me, yes, it would sound heartless, but God says his ways are not our ways.
Oh.
And God's challenges don't end there. God says he wants the Republicans to take back America, but to do it without the votes of black people or brown people or swarthy people or even a majority of people with ovaries. Remember, the Republicans are sucking up to God big time because they see Obama as some kind of a foreign-born Muslim antichrist and this election as a harbinger of the end times.
So wait a minute. Hurricane Isaac is just God's way of keeping the Republicans on course?
You got it. And God reminded me that Isaac is the name of one of the Old Testament Hebrew patriarchs. When Isaac was a child, God commanded Isaac's father Abraham to sacrifice his son, then changed his mind and said, don't sacrifice Isaac. So God told me in the interview that if the Republican platform is mean enough, and if they pray hard enough, God will make Hurricane Isaac change course.
Well, that was some interview, but you know, it looks like Isaac's going to hit Tampa anyway.
Yeah,
they must not be mean enough.
But remember, according to CMT philosophy, you have to believe in a higher power to have values and morality, right?
Right.
Well, God doesn't believe in a higher power. That leaves things wide open for him, doesn't it?
Right. Well. Hey, thank you, John. We really appreciate it.
What a fantastic
reporting
interview.
Live from Tampa, Florida, ahead of the Republican National Convention, and fresh from an interview with God. You heard it right here on American Heathen. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah.